We've talked about the fact that the bevacizumab, the trial that came out from the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group that was so encouraging, looked at bevacizumab plus paclitaxel. And, of course, there are three taxanes that we have available now, paclitaxel, nab-paclitaxel, or Abraxane, and docetaxel, and Taxotere. And all three of these now are being looked at with bevacizumab. Can you talk a little bit about what you say to patients who are going to begin any one of those three taxanes and how you see them comparing as you utilize them, both with bevacizumab and just in general for metastatic disease?
Well, I think the choice you make depends on the individual and what comorbidities they have and what past treatment they have had. And I think the taxanes are a wonderful class of drugs that certainly have proven their efficacy. The exciting thing to talk about with the Abraxane is all of the advantages in terms of no need for the premedications, hypersensitivity reactions, the way it's formulated, being albumin-bound in the way that it's given in a shorter period of time. The toxicities tend to be less regarding some of the neuropathies and the neutropenia. So that is a very exciting drug, I think, to tell patients about.
How much of an advantage do you think the shorter infusion time is?
For patients or nurses?
Both.
I think it's a definite advantage. Our outpatient clinics are seeing more and more patients, and I think, you know, it's been termed, quote-unquote, chair time, but it's at a premium. When I started in oncology, there were no outpatient centers. And now it's very rare that a patient is admitted for chemotherapy. And so the outpatient centers are outgrowing their chair capacity sooner than the last door is put on. So that's a huge, huge advantage. And I think obviously for the patients themselves, you're talking about people with metastatic disease, and they don't want to spend their time in the infusion area. Now, the flip side of that is when patients are on oral medication for metastatic disease, if a patient, let's say, is on Xeloda, sometimes I wonder if they miss that contact with the infusion staff and the closer, you know, coming in weekly or every 2 or 3 weeks. And I think that there's pros and cons to both.